Welcome back to the Crypto Corner. I hope you're well. This week, I'd like to focus on information. If you've been more than 1 week with this in this industry, and you've browsed around YouTube or any other news outlets, you'll have seen that there is a lot of different information out there, and most of that is misleading. Yeah, you've got those maximalists that are pretending that their coin or token is the best one, and that everything else is pretty bad. You have got those that are shilling coins or that are trying to sell you something. And a lot of people also have got no clue what they're talking about. So this week, I'd like to focus on exactly that subject. I've been in this industry since 2015. And what you'll see now is a collection of those YouTube videos and podcasts that I follow on a regular basis. You'll see the table at the end of this video, and it'll be tabled with the name of the podcast or YouTube video. And then in the case of YouTube, I also added the subscribers so that you can find it easier in case there's somebody pretending to be that YouTuber. So let's start with it. Crypto 101. It's a podcast. It's two guys that are doing interviews, and about one every 2 or 3 days. They're fantastic, those interviews, because they're neutral. Yeah, they don't pretend to be threatening or anything like that. They're just neutral. They're really kind, and they get the information that you as a user would like to hear. So Crypto 101, fantastic podcast. Next one is Ivan on Tech. So that's for us here at Category 5, an interesting one because he focuses on the coding and programming side. He does 7 days a week a YouTube video. So he's one of the leaders in this industry in regards to programming and coding. The third one is Andreas Antonopoulos. He is one of the OGs in the crypto industry. 2014, he did a presentation in front of the Canadian Senate. He does probably 5 or 6 YouTube videos a week. And the nice thing for you is that he categorizes them. So it's not just talking about everything. He categorizes them so that it's easy for you to find or see if it's something that's of interest to you or not. Next one is Crypto, whereby the O is a zero. It's not an O, it's a zero. It's a guy called Omar Bam, really nice guy, has been in this industry for an age, long time, knows everybody and has got fairly good news. He does it also around every 2 or 3 days. Following is Crypto Bud, who I rate very high because he is coming from the traditional trading or traditional finance point of view. And he does a fantastic analysis on coins and tokens and projects. He really goes into detail with those and analyzes them. And it's very good what he does. Followed is Laura Shin. I would say she's the only real journalist in this industry. And when she has got somebody that she interviews, those interviews go in depth and are really professional. So I love to listen to Laura Shin's podcasts. Crypto Daily is the next one. He is the fun guy of this industry. If you're interested in memes combined with some information, then he's the right guy for you. If you want to enlighten your life a little bit, then yes, definitely go with Crypto Daily. The Modern Investor is somebody that never shows his face. He sits somewhere in Europe and he reads the news as he finds them on all those news outlets that exist. He does it very well. He also gives his own opinion on those. The Modern Investor. Next one is Stefan Livera. If that's somebody, if you want to geek out, that's the right person for you. Behind Andreas Antonopoulos, I would say he is the one who has got the most detailed knowledge on products, wallets, exchanges, everything. He does interviews and he has always also the top people lined up. So Stefan Livera for the technical people. Box Mining, next one, is also Technically, he was a programmer, a game programmer. He's based in Hong Kong and does also very good analysis of tokens and coins. The moment he mixes a lot of news from Hong Kong and China in regards to the virus that is currently going around. And but when he goes to crypto, his knowledge is very good and also unbiased. Last but not least is Data Dash. I would say he's the best one doing technical analysis. So if you're into technical analysis, then Data Dash is the right person. He has got very good knowledge, huge follow base, and knows the market also very well. So all those here that I just mentioned are those that I'm watching on a regular basis. I rate all those as neutral people that really know what they're talking about. So that's the ones that I recommend to you. And as you'll see in a second, you'll have that table behind me. So you don't have to write things down. Anyway, I wish you a great week. All the best. See you next week. Stay safe. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder for you viewing at home, we are not giving financial advice here on the show. However, we're just giving you the facts and letting you run with it. Keep in mind, though, that the cryptocurrency market is always changing, always evolving, and is always volatile. So we suggest only invest what you can afford to lose.